Okay, if you would, open your Bibles with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1. I can't remember the last song I said whenever I pass away to play, but I think I'd ask you to play that one too. So whoever remembers the other one that I said a couple months ago, write that one down too.
What one was that?
I can't remember. When I hear it again, I'll tell you. But 2 Timothy chapter 1, I do believe this is another one of my favorites. If you look at me in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, if you want to know where that song came from. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. And you go to the very end. He says, my Lord will see me safely home. So what a great confidence we have. He'll guard what we've entrusted our lives to him. We have nothing to worry about. With that being said, let me get back on topic. With that being said, it is Mother's Day today within our country, and we take the time to do that. So if you would turn me to Psalms 127. And I would like to start out by just, I do want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you ladies here this morning. And all the encouragement that you've given to me over the years and the love. I am so thankful for all of you. And your love for the Lord is the most important. And you've given yourself to him first, and you've given yourself to us. And for that, I am very thankful for all the you ladies that the Lord has placed in our lives here at this church. So, with that being said, if you look with me, one of the things that we like to talk about traditionally here at Family Bible is on Mother's Day, we like to talk about the baby bottles, which is a help to the women's. I said it wrong last year, and I do not want to say it wrong this year. That the women's, First Coast Women's Services, there it is. We are in a day and age and a time where preserving life is seen not as important. We have whole elections that this is such a big thing. One of the big indictments in the Old Testament to Israel is you would read that the different kings and the nation as well would literally pass their children through the fire as a sacrifice to false gods and to false idols. And that was one of the big indictments God had, that they weren't preserving the very ones that God was giving them. The word born in Scripture, you'll see quite a bit, is the word brought forth. And it's being brought forth, life. So during Mother's Day, one of the things that we like to do is to have the different women come up. This one will be Jackie Skills. She'll come up and share about the women's First Coast Women's Services. And their main desire is to preserve life, is to get some of these different ones in there and to talk with them about the gospel. And that I'm very thankful for. If you look at me in Psalms 127, it'll be verses 3 through 5. It says, behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate. But they are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. So in the world we live in today, we don't always see this. But as the church, we have an opportunity for the believers in God and followers of Jesus Christ that we stand for this. So if you'll turn me to Romans 12, we understand in Scripture that it is not our job to take up judgment in the sense of condemnation, but it is our job to go defeat evil by doing good. So where we could pick up pitchforks and firearms, and we could try to go that route, but we would be doing no better than what the world would be doing. We leave those things in God's hands. What he's called us to do, and we see right there in 1 Timothy chapter 6, is to go fight the good fight of faith. So as the church, that's what we want to do. We want to fight the good fight of faith. We want to overcome evil by doing good. So if you look at me in Romans chapter 12, verse 21, it says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So we have a great opportunity from now until Father's Day to begin to come alongside the First Coast Women's Services and to help through these baby bottles. But at this time, I want to call Miss Jackie Skills up and allow you to share with us some about the First Coast Women's Services, which we've been doing now for many years and trying to help in this way. So,
thank you. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. And one of the great things about Mother's Day, I just love that they do this between Mother's Day and Father's Day. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just thought that was just genius. This year, we have a new design of bottles. So, and they're in the back in the basket, in the highly festooned basket back there. You can't miss it. But I wanted to talk to you about this ministry, which is very near and dear to my heart. They started in 1993, First Coast Women's Services. Right now, they have six centers across Duval, St. John's, and Clay County. They also have a call center, and they provide services. I mean, if you ever have an opportunity to go into one of these centers, I mean, you open the doors and you just feel the love. I mean, the loving kindness, they just come alongside, you know, and they have services for, you know, for, I guess, for women that they come in there and they feel lost and they're afraid and mm-hmm. all of these things. It just would seem like that. Just coming into this ministry would be such a comfort. And they did start in 1993, and since they have served 44,000 families on the First Coast since that time. And they have had, you know, the education, but the main thing is it's Christ-centered. And it is that love of Christ that you see and you feel through everything that they do.
And one of the things I wanted to mention, too, was a lot like 3 John, they don't take money from the government.
No.
Which then allows them to proclaim that gospel, which we know is where the comfort comes from.
Yeah, so it is churches and individuals that actually help to fund this ministry. And I do have some numbers. They also do male mentorship for the fathers. They have adoptive assistance for those who choose to have their baby, but in their life they've not chosen abortion. They have post-abortion healing assistance. They have pregnancy testing, ultrasounds, options education, and all of this is free. They have, a baby boutique to assist those mothers so that they have everything that they need. And I'm just so amazed and so grateful that this ministry mm-hmm. exists. And it says that, they say that 85% of the women that walk through their doors are not life minded, and they do give them their different options, and that they've had just an amazing number of women, because I do believe the Lord put that in our hearts, you know, mm-hmm. that what a blessing children are,
and they say that a lot of times once they see the sonograms.
Yes.
And especially the fathers.
Yes.
They can't. That God begins to appeal to that conscience.
Yes. So anyway, I just wanted to, they do have like 2 out of 3 women choose life from this ministry. And it's just so important. And mm-hmm.
It's very important, because we're on the preserving life. You know, we want to defeat evil by doing good. And they're on the front lines of the abortion battle.
They absolutely are. And not only are they saving the lives of babies, but they are saving eternal souls. So
yeah, they're bringing different ones to know Christ.
Yes.
And yeah. Ultimately, that's ultimate healing.
Yes, it is. So anyway, I just wanted to share so you can pick up as many bottles as you like. We fill them up, and then Father's Day is the end.
Yeah, so if you've been around with us for a long time, you realize, so from Mother's Day to Father's Day, we would like to fill those bottles up and get them back to the First Coast Women's Services by Father's Day. So I'd strongly encourage you. It's an opportunity that we have that God's given us, as Romans 12 would say, defeat evil by doing good.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, Lord, you've told us it's not our job to get into the judge seat. But Lord, such were some of us. I remember being lost. I remember being scared. I remember not knowing what to do. But Lord, in your grace, you brought different ones into my life that brought me to you, that shared your gospel, that played a part that you used to rescue my soul. And so, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the burden that you placed on different ones in their lives, Lord, to fight this battle on the front lines in our country. So, Lord, you tell us in your word that we have an opportunity, Lord, that there is evil, but the way we defeat it is by going and doing good. So thank you, Lord, for your direction. By faith, Lord, we choose it, and we trust that you are the one that would defeat all evil when that time comes. But until that day, may we be those that fight the good fight of faith, rescuing souls, preserving life. In Jesus' name, amen.